we are opening with a gentle warning, it feels like, for today's episode. Welcome back to the I Am Soft podcast. And as you would have heard if you've listened to any of the other messages, normally the episodes don't start with a warning. They normally start with the deliciousness of the environment around and the sharing of stories that normally connects us into the beautiful place within us. But I feel like today is, well, definitely something I never expected and certainly hasn't been the type of morning or experiences that I've had today. So I'm opening with a warning, and I was even hesitant to record and start this episode like this. I was bursting to do laughter and smiling, giggling laughter, and that's coming on another day. And I even had the most beautiful story I was just bursting to share, and I have gone to start that episode multiple times, and it's just like, not today. And it's close. It could be tomorrow, it could be in a few days, but it's like this part has to come first. And I've sat with this. I'm just having a quick look here. It's my 3 p.m. in an afternoon and much later than when I have sat to do any of the other episodes. So a gentle warning for this episode, because it feels very direct, serious, but in an incredibly loving way as well. It's a hug. Actually, it reminds me of what I often say with a lot of the friends that are very close to me. We do this rainbow slap type thing. It's like a direct message, but it's done in love. And we always giggle and laugh to each other to go, is this like a rainbow slap? And it's like, yeah, it is. It's a beautiful message and a wake-up call to our own hearts within. It's always directing us back within. It's like we've been scooped up on something on the outside. Even if that appears great on the outside, we can hear it in each other because we love each other at such a deep level. We know that it's so incredibly safe to go, you know what? Is this a rainbow slap? We just made it a fun, light term, because sometimes we get really caught or attached to something that's happening around us on the outside. So maybe this is something that can be at the beginning here with the gentle warning. Now, while I was hesitant to even sit here, I connected deeply to this location. I've come back to the creek, which isn't actually running in the higher part of the creek. And so I've come down to the middle part where it is slightly running, and then it goes into the stillness forward or downstream, let's see. And this is also part of the analogy or the story today. I feel like the weather will be mostly calm today. However, there might be every now and again a little bit of a wind gust. But as I was hesitant to record this more serious episode, I just glanced to the side of me. And on my right-hand side is this incredible, what would we call it? It's like slate wall, I suppose, bordering this creek. And if you've been near any of the walls that are like this near in a creek, you'll know that if you touch it or if you sort of move it a little bit, each of the pieces kind of just slide out. They are tightly compacted together like a oneness on this wall, but each piece can easily be moved gently out of this slate wall. And sitting right beside me is a heart. And out of all the locations and all of the shapes and everything or anything that could be on this wall, directly where I chose to sit is this beautiful heart slate rock. And that is what triggered me, I suppose, or activated me to go ahead and press record on this message. So this is from an enormous piece of love, but it feels very serious. So let's roll with it. Today feels like giving self the permission to be. It's a very serious message back to ourselves. It's knowing that we are the only ones that can flow downstream, like the water that's beside me here. We can stay stagnant in the upper pools that have been created here, but this water has leaves, sticks, grass. It's murky, it has sludge, it has slime. It certainly isn't feeling great or appealing to put my feet into. But into that next pool downstream, only one pool away, is crystal clear water. It has nothing in it, and it starts to gently flow downstream. And sometimes it feels like this in our life, where we feel stagnant. We feel like we've stayed in a space for too long. Maybe that's our work, maybe that's with our finances, maybe that's with our relationship or friendships, or our lifestyle or life routine is just the same. And maybe the same has been okay for a really long time. Maybe that sameness kept us safe, and maybe that sameness and routine base was comfortable. And maybe it was clear in that water at some time. It would have been a new beginning at some stage along the way. But today's message is very direct. It feels like who needs or is calling for themselves to give themselves permission. Now, this permission is in multiple areas. One of the key topic areas on the way over, funnily enough, was around the topic of sleep. Now, this is an interesting one, and it's an interesting one to come up first. And what I find with something so simple like giving ourselves permission to go to sleep, giving ourselves permission to rest, is something we often don't even think about. We might be able to reflect in our life that the times that we're going to sleep, maybe where our thoughts might start, or maybe we wake up later in that evening and we go, oh, I'm awake and I can't go to sleep. And we're actually quite critical of ourselves and we're frustrated. And it's like, well, funny, I just didn't have these thoughts or these problems or these worries like the stagnant water here, then I'd just be able to go to sleep. And maybe this is something that's been with us for a really long time, maybe years, maybe even decades of really limited sleep. And what we find when that happens is we start to own the words of, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. We might even go to see somebody and then we attach a problem or a condition around I can't sleep. And what are the stories we tell ourselves and others? What do we talk about? This is linking to one of the other episodes where we can start to consciously be aware of what are we talking about. Do we tell our friends when we catch up with them, I just had the most terrible sleep. I can't sleep. And those types of stories become our new normal. Or maybe we even say, I want to go to sleep. I want to rest. I want to be peaceful. But wanting isn't so great either, is it? Otherwise, we lay there wanting to go to sleep. But we're awake. And I know this sounds incredibly simplistic, but it's a beautiful invitation to, in those times, if we can't sleep or rest, have we ever considered the way to permit ourselves and give that permission and invite ourselves? I love invitations. I love permission to go to sleep. I give permission for my body to rest now. Maybe you could acknowledge the racing thoughts. I can see or I can hear that those thoughts are racing right now, but it doesn't serve me. It's not for my highest and greatest good. It's time for me to go to sleep now, and I give permission for my body to rest. And watch the shift in our energy field. Now, if this is something that is decades or years or what we've created as a new habit, we might have to build some trust back with our own body, our own discipline, where when we give permission for ourselves to do something or be a certain way, that our body and our energy system and our mind, mental, emotional well-being also trusts and knows that this is the way. Because we might say we want to go to sleep, but we're actually so used to laying there awake with the racing thoughts and solving the problems of the world or the next day or the past or all the things you should have said to that person or could have said to that person. You come up with your arguments from that disagreement or whatever it might be, and the way things could have been different or what you could have done or ought to have done. And that is what becomes our energy field. We might say to our body, yes, I give you permission to go to sleep, but not really. We're giving it permission to keep the thoughts ruminating and keep us in our suffering state. And so there might be a little bit of follow through. I wouldn't want to say the word testing. I don't particularly believe we're tested in that way. It just feels like it's something that we build this trust with ourselves. Because if we're a type of person where we say lots of things that we want, but we don't actually be that way in our energy field, our mind, our mental body is actually speaking a different language. We actually don't give the permission and follow through. It's like rewarding ourselves or giving ourselves the ice cream that we were wanting, but then we don't have the money and we don't take it down ourselves down to the shop to buy the ice cream. We just say, yeah, you can have the ice cream. Does that feel so great? Not really. We haven't followed through with all aspects of us, mind, mental, our body. And so giving ourselves permission to sleep might be something that we actually need to get used to. Now, this feels like an introduction into something larger in our life, like giving ourselves permission to be who we truly are. Now, this is a big one. This is a really big one, because we can use words like we're manifesting or meditating on or visualizing or praying or any of those types of words to be a certain way or have certain things in our life. But we actually haven't ever just given ourselves permission to be our true authentic self. Can you actually do that? Can you allow yourself to be so authentic in who you are with your choices, your decisions, your friendships, your work, and all of your routines and habits? And again, following through to allow those things to eventuate and unfold on the path, like moving from this murky water to the pond that's further downstream that is clear. It requires us to move out of those spaces. So it's not saying the words anymore of I want this and this isn't working out for me and I can't and this is letting me down. Those words that turn into belief systems or maybe limited beliefs, that we actually just have an intention and give permission to be a different way. What are we scared of? What are we actually afraid of? Now, those things will hold our hand and actually allow us to go into the deeper pond. Those things there that we are afraid of. Because what I find that we say in these spaces is that we're not ready to let go of that pond that's comfortable for us. We actually might talk about having peace. We just want peace, but we're so used to chaos or we're so used to drama. And how much do we contribute to this in the world? How much do we contribute to the chaos and drama on social media or online or with the news or what's happening in a greater sense, rather than just focus on your true, authentic self. The way someone else is in their life isn't, or doesn't have to be, of concern to us. We will see and sense and hear and connect with what is aligned with us. And so if we are seeing that chaos and that drama, and we are seeing those people who aren't following the right way to do things, or this is wrong, or you use the wrong words, the language will always confuse us. There are words that are basically empty rhetoric. There's words that are just meaningless, and then there's words that are meaningful. But not because of the words. It's not the language. There's something greater than the words. Can you reflect on that in your life, where words might be said and they fit in some of those categories, where it might be meaningful to someone and someone connects to it and says, yes, that's meaningful to me because you, the person, I made it meaningful. And the other way around. This is just empty rhetoric. This is just empty and meaningless. And someone else will go, no, it is meaningful. And now what are we fighting over? What are we disagreeing over? Where did our energy go? We went to attacking each other, or we went to creating the chaos. We went to creating the drama. And so we stay in those spaces. We stay in that murky pond. We stay in those muddy waters. Whereas those are the opportunities to allow us to slide down into that next pond or that pool, where it's beautiful and crystal clear, because we can hear and sense and feel, not through language. There'll be so many words that I might use that are inappropriate to you, or maybe offensive or confusing or whatever that might be. And that's why I love sounds and other frequencies, because we can go to a greater sense of connection that is universal to all of us. It creates the oneness, like this slate wall, if I'm calling it the rock wall, that are like, it's like pieces of slate, as I mentioned. It's one, it's solid. This is rock solid. But it is literally held together in a rock solid way through our individual uniqueness. I can pick up and pick off this wall any piece that I want. I just did. I can pull these pieces off, large pieces, smaller pieces, and the larger pieces break into smaller pieces. It literally falls apart and crumbles to the finest substances. I was about to use a word, but I thought that'll be a word that is meaningless, because someone who is an expert in rocks is going to say she used the wrong word. And we have an argument over what the substance is here when I break it right down to the smallest of particles. And I go, what does it matter? Do we care what word that actually is? Do we have to learn something here with our mind? Or can we just allow the greater energy to speak to us? Could we all just agree that this rock form moves from larger pieces and is eroding and breaking down into the smallest of particles? But that dust, if we reverse engineer that, creates this solid creek wall. It's the boundary. It's the stable wall of the creek. It allows the water to flow. It allows the water to be as gentle or as soft as it needs to be. It doesn't judge the water as it flows. And the water doesn't judge this boundary. It doesn't judge these rocks. And so in your life, is there someone else that might be externally not giving you permission that allows you to be yourself? Maybe that's rules. Maybe that's belonging to a particular group. Maybe that's a certain belief system. But as mentioned, I believe it was yesterday's episode, could we change those beliefs to knowings? Because when we know, and it's not knowing on the outside, it's the knowing of the connection on the inside. It's the knowing to our heart. It's the knowing to the divine love, to the connection, to the garden or the kingdom, or here, just again, we can use any word here. How much do we get caught on the language that is used in this space? And you'll hear I've tried to insert multiple words, but you get to choose and you get to give permission at which word, if we're using a spoken language, or go deeper than that, allow the energy to come into your space if you connect with that. There's a huge gust of wind just coming now behind me, and that's what it feels like. It just feels like blowing out and through this whole area here to reset and reconnect to a deeper truth. We don't need to fight with people around words or language. We don't need to give permission to somebody else to be a certain way, or you're doing it wrong, or you've said the wrong words. We get to be us, our true, authentic self. Just like the story or analogy from sleeping, giving permission, allow our body to rest. We are sovereign beings. We are each of these unique pieces, just like this love heart slate rock that is just sitting exactly beside me as I sat down. We are always getting the love, the support, the messages that are for us on our path. I didn't want to speak so direct and serious today, but it was beyond me. I pressed record, as I mentioned, because of this heart that I currently have in my hand. Because it feels like we're holding back. And for us to go into what I was really wanting to talk about, which was laughter, smiling, giggles, the frequency that allows us to love, that allows us to create, it was almost like rewinding. That was my rewinding noise. And I had the hand signals going there. I was winding back. Because it feels like before we can hear and connect with a message about laughter, we need to give ourselves permission. Because do we even give ourselves permission to experience joy? Laughter? Do we give ourselves permission to smile? You know, how serious are we in our days? And it almost feels like a message like that, if I'd gone ahead with it, would be irrelevant. It's almost like those words of emptiness, the words of meaningless or the words of empty rhetoric. I love that term because it just feels like nonsense then, because it's like, okay, yeah, whatever, whatever. But when we actually do give ourselves permission for whatever that is in that moment, like the sleep example, it's a great one. Food is another great example. Our own connection to ourselves is also another really big one, because this is a space where on the outside we have to be part of a particular group or in a certain way. And this is where those conversations start to happen with language, but we are far greater than our spoken word. Now, our words can be used to condemn, or our words can be used to hurt people, and our words can be used to uplift people and support people and motivate people. And I love that. We can use our language for incredible stories. Like I shared yesterday, the piece of poetry that I wrote about stories, that's why I love stories so much, because we hear and connect and feel and sense the emotion. We hear and feel and sense and connect something greater. And that something greater is what we all have. That is the gift. We all have that. We're all made that way, just like this slate rock wall. It appears as one. It's not till you come close to it, you get to see that each of these pieces are a unique puzzle piece. You are a unique puzzle piece. You are such a beautiful divine soul with a very unique composition, shape, density. There's so much to these pieces that are similar, but so different. I don't think there's any piece here that you can find that is identical. But the part that is consistent that is that all of these pieces form together to create that beautiful oneness. And we don't have to do that, aim for that, understand that, question that, work that out, fight about that. There's no particular book or course or way. There's nothing like that other than the way like this stream, floating in flow downstream. That's the way. We know that these upper parts of the creek can become cloudy and murky. And that's our invitation to keep flowing downstream. Give ourselves permission. And it's going to start at the home of us, the body of us, the energy field of us, the words of ours, our own language, before we go to point the finger at anybody else or blame anybody else or anything like that. It could be big or small. It could be institutions. It could be governments. It could be with the bigger we go, I find, the bigger we go with an injustice on the outside, generally we're fighting for an injustice within. There was something within us where we were waiting to be saved, or we were waiting to be protected, or there was some form of injustice within us. And it's that form of injustice, that fear or that limiting belief that's within our field that we then project out into the greater field. And so if we find ourselves speaking the language of something on the outside, complaints about what we see in our physical environment, then we're meeting that and we're matching that. We're matching that in our field. And then we reinforce it with more words, more feelings. We project out the exact sameness. But we're a unique puzzle piece. You might be able to observe what's going on, but if you stay in your space of divine love, you stay in your space of giving yourself permission to be you. So when someone points the finger and says, you've spoken the wrong language, or you've said the wrong words, or you're doing the wrong thing, or you can't do that, then we can smile. We can put our hand on our heart, because there isn't a belief that we're holding on to. We have a knowing of the connection within. We have a knowing like this beautiful heart that I have sitting in this beautiful slate rock beside me. I'm just blown away by it. That is what we know. We know it because we've experienced it, and we know it because it's our way of being in everything we do. From when we give ourselves permission to go to sleep, we give ourselves permission to be healthy, we give ourselves permission to receive new information. Give ourselves permission to allow different perspectives to co-locate in the same environment, because it's not a threat to us. We get to use discernment, learning discernment, connecting to our inner light, connecting to our inner heart. If we've practiced that, and by practice, of course, as I always say, we're practicing, we're being that way. That is the being. That is it. Stay with it. We will always have groups or people that want to point the finger, but remember, that also is reflecting the pointing of the finger within them. They might not be giving themselves that permission that you've given to yourself, and that will highlight to others. When you recognize love, you recognize love. And we don't need to then no longer trust others or condemn others. Those same people get the same amount of love. This has been a beautiful experience over particularly the last, say, 10 years. I feel like this whole part of moving from, you know, sharing the love or trusting those or connecting with those who maybe are aligned or similar, to moving to everybody is just the same. We get to give and experience the love, the depth, the connection to everybody. And there's nothing greater than hearing the perspectives of others. Everything is expansive. And now our minds can tell us right or wrong and black and white and all of the types of things it wants to do. But when we truly give ourselves permission to connect to ourselves, watch what starts to happen. Things will change. Yes, they will. Things start to feel bumpy. I like that word of bumpy because we can add an element of lightness to it to go, oh, it's a bit of a bump here, and I'm going to, it's almost like the bumper cars. We're in a bumper car, and sometimes that guidance, well, particularly that guidance will be our emotions. Not that it's the truth of the emotion that's telling us, but it will be a guidance system for sure. And this is what helps us learn discernment. Come back to stories. Listen to the story of energy behind what someone might be saying. Does your heart connect to that? Can your heart allow that perspective to sit next to yours and next to everybody else's? Can we allow all of these pieces, like this big rock slate wall, stay together? Otherwise, it feels like we come in, I could come in here with a jackhammer and fire up all these pieces, and half of them would fall off and some of them would crush, and we'd change the whole dynamic of this whole system here. But is that my job? Why would I do that? We get to just be us, just be the little piece of the slate, one of the bigger pieces, one of the crushed pieces. It doesn't matter. It all forms this incredibly beautiful, strong, at the same time soft, right? This is how much I love this, because this rock wall is so solid and so strong, but it's soft at the same time because I can very gently pick up each or any of the pieces. And I love this message of staying soft, staying gentle, and staying very kind to ourselves by giving permission. So today feels very direct. It's time to give permission to be you. You. Not what anyone else wants you to be. You will know what that is. It won't be cloudy. It won't be confusing. We tend to get confused when people use words or rules or laws or something that you go, it has to be this way. You have to do this course or this book or whatever that might be. Then we feel like we're doing something wrong. Now we have emotions that come in and we cycle round. And this comes back to the example given like before about sleep. Now I can't sleep. But if you start with you first, start with your sleep, start with all of the things that you feel are calling you back in to rest, to actually invite peace back into your heart. Because when you invite peace and love in your heart, we won't feel the need to be chaotic or dramatic or argue or fight. Because divine love doesn't turn up to those conversations. Divine love isn't in. It's not turning up to the war. It's not turning up to the fight. It's not turning up to those conversations. It's not there. Why? Because it's so knowing that everything is so imperfectly perfect that each person, each individual being, each soul gets to choose and reconnect back into their own heart. I just knocked my whole phone off the my passionate movement knocked my whole phone off. And so today's message feels very direct, but maybe there is someone that needs a direct message. Maybe someone needs that beautiful rainbow slap to go, love is calling you back in. Love is calling you back to your free sovereign being. You will know, you will feel it, you will sense it. You feel that connection. It's like with an electrical cord, you've plugged it into the socket. It's like re-plugging back to your heart. And you can do that as a physical act to yourself. If you feel, visualize that cord, pick it up in your mind's eye and place it, your hand onto your heart. Reconnect back in. And that will look uniquely different to you. Because all of us have a very different path. All of us have a very different way of remembering. All of us have a very different way of feeling, expressing what we're working through with maybe traumas, through our healing, through our life experiences. And so there isn't anyone on the outside of you that tells you or gives you that permission or is going to walk your path for you or is coming to save you. But that beautiful person that can and is us. It's ourselves. So give permission. Today is the day that you can start to prioritize and focus on giving yourself permission in each moment for what that looks like for you, for your highest and greatest good, for divine love. We can turn to those fears or limiting beliefs that are there, and we can shift our perspective by giving permission. Because if that fear just rolls out, those limiting beliefs just roll out, we roll out our days in the same way, like this murky water that's beside me. So for you to step forward in this new way of being, you get to give yourself that permission to be. So with an open heart, lots of love, I'm sending you this direct message today. And it feels like we get to do the fun, the joy, the laughing, the not so serious message soon. It's coming soon. This one feels like a shock or a wake-up call or a something. Insert the words that best feel connected to your heart at this point. Stay soft, stay gentle, stay kind always. Sending you so much love from this side of the world, wherever you are, whether it's morning, whether it's nighttime, whether it's evening. Move into that pond downstream. It's beautiful down here. It's peaceful. It's calm.